Habit 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Principles of Empathic Communication. Pascal stated, "The heart has its reasons, which reason knows not of." Suppose you've been having trouble with your eyes and you decide to go to an optometrist for help. After briefly listening to your complaint, he takes off his glasses and hands them to you. "Put these on," he says. "I've worn this pair of glasses for 10 years now, and they've really helped me. I have an extra pair at home. You can wear these." So you put them on, but it only makes the problem worse. "This is terrible," you exclaim. "I can't see a thing." "Well, what's wrong?" he asks. "They work great for me. Try harder." "I am trying," you insist. "Everything is a blur." "Well, what's the matter with you? Think positively." "Okay, I positively can't see a thing." "Boy, are you ungrateful," he chides. "After all I've done to help you." What are the chances you'd go back to that optometrist the next time you needed help? Not very good, I would imagine. You don't have much confidence in someone who doesn't diagnose before he or she prescribes. But how often do we diagnose before we prescribe in communication? Listen to this interaction. "Come on, honey, tell me how you feel. I know it's hard, but I'll try to understand." "Oh, I don't know, Mom. You'd think it was stupid." "Of course I wouldn't. You can tell me, honey. No one cares for you as much as I do. I'm only interested in your welfare. What's making you so unhappy?" "Oh, I don't know." "Come on, honey. What is it?" "Well, to tell you the truth, Mom, I just don't like school anymore." "What? What do you mean you don't like school? After all the sacrifices we've made for your education? I mean, education is the foundation of your whole future. If you'd apply yourself like your older sister does, you'd do better and then you'd like school. Time and time again we've told you to settle down. You've got the ability, but you just don't apply yourself. Try harder and get a positive attitude about it." Long pause. "Now go ahead, honey. Tell me how you feel." We have such a tendency to rush in, to fix things up with good advice. But we often fail to take the time to diagnose, to really deeply understand the problem first. If I were to summarize in one sentence the single most important principle I have learned in the field of interpersonal relations, it would be this. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. This principle is the key to effective interpersonal communication.